All right, we're recording. You probably face that mic towards you if you're not going to hold it.
Right. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the Red Dirt Aggie Show. I'm Brian, the Red Dirt Aggie, here today with Kyle Garrett from Texas Toast and a fellow and a musician here himself. How you doing today, man?
Good, man. Are you a Red Dirt Aggie or are you Red Ass Aggie?
Both.
Okay, right.
Very much both. Very much both.
I didn't go to A&M, but I've been told that I'm the most red ass because I'm named after a football field.
A football field, indeed. Kyle Field, to be exact.
Yeah, that one.
And, in the rumor mill today, they're supposed to be having a pretty big concert up there coming up soon.
I don't know how I feel about it, man. We were talking about that earlier with our friends, but it's just kind of one of those things. It's like, do you want to spend $1,000 to be close, or do you want to stay at home, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes those arena shows, you know, you feel like you're so far away. It's like you're, you know, watching it on TV almost.
Or yeah, might
you
as
don't
well.
Get the same sound quality, but...
Yep.
Or up close and personal as if you're in, you know, a smaller bar or just a smaller venue.
Yep.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you go ahead and play some music, man? You
cool,
got a guitar
man.
Right there.
Yeah, why not? I've been holding it all night.
You want this or you want to hold this? Or?
Nah, it's cool. I think right. I should pick it up. You want me to play the new one?
Sure.
All right. Okay. It's called Who's Keeping Score? Just dropped on Friday.
Who's Keeping Score?
18 beer is what it's going to take. Any given night to be okay. I'm 13 gone, I'm still keeping score. 5 more to go before I won't be missing you. It's been a long, long week working all day. Not getting anything done, daydreaming of your fate. And I walk the line and always end up on your side. Appreciate it. Just dropped that one on Friday.
Awesome. So that's available everywhere, right?
I don't know when this comes out. What's that?
That's available everywhere, right?
It is available everywhere. Yes, sir.
All right. So, you know, your Spotify, your YouTube, wherever you get your music, go stream Kyle Garrett's new song. What's it called again?
That one's Who's Keeping Score.
Who's Keeping Score. I guess I should have been able to figure that out, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a math equation for sure.
But so, you know, what originally got you into music, man? Or, like, made you want to start, you know, writing music, playing music?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long, bumpy road, man. I played in rock bands for a long time, and
you know, grew up with a dad who liked rock, 90s rock, all that kind of stuff. And my mom loved country music. One of the first records I ever bought was Red Dirt Road. You know, so it was kind of the mixed background. Played in rock bands in Houston for a long time because I didn't, that's all I kind of could find or whatever. That's all I, you know, knew.
Right.
And then during COVID, I got pulled into producing my podcast, Texas Toast. And
right on.
Through that, have met all these outstanding songwriters, country singers, everybody in the area, and tour managed for a couple artists for a while, and now here I am doing my own thing.
Yeah, and it's just, it's, you know, you get into podcasting because, you know, you have a passion for the what you're doing or whatever. I mean, I don't know, that's how it was with me. You know, I've always loved
totally.
Music, and yep. I'm sure you the same, I'm sure. But it's just, it's crazy all the people you meet and the places you go, and, you know, here we are now sitting in Henry's hideout talking yep. about music. So
We both were just guests on a different podcast.
Yeah, and we're both just guests on a different podcast here. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled, and you'll see all of us, you know, out here covering Texas music. Texas Music Reviews is the other one.
Yeah,
and they're badass and some great group of guys as well. So, yeah, but, you know, what else is new with you, man?
Man, I'm trying to fill up the show schedule. I've got some cool stuff coming up. I'm playing with Jarrett from Bowling for Soup. I'm opening for him with the full band.
Awesome.
That's going to be April 25th in Burleson at a place called Oscars. A couple other shows on the calendar, acoustic stuff, trying to fill it out some more. So if you're out there and you need some y'alternative, holler at me.
And y'all just had correct me if I'm wrong, but you're celebrating 3 years of Texas Toast podcast as
yeah,
well, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we just did that last weekend at Do-Si-Do. We had a third birthday party and had our friends Charlie McCabe, Paige Lewis, who are both Texas country outstanding artists. They blew me away.
Right.
Rich O'Toole came and hung out and played some songs, did a live interview. But yeah, man, three years, 300 podcasts. It's been crazy.
That's a lot of podcasts. It really is, and it's hard to stay, you know, dedicated to schedule. You know, in the past, I used to do 2 episodes a week and then kind of had to cut back to 1 a week just because with all the editing and everything, it's demanding, you know, to keep up with all of that.
Absolutely.
And then you know, I haven't quit my day job or anything either, so.
Same. I mean, yeah man. You know. Every time somebody talks to me, they're like, so what do you do? And it's like, I wear too many hats. You know.
Yeah, and it's that's kind of how it is over here, too. You know, I've been trying my hand at booking and a few different things.
Oh, cool.
A little bit of management and promotion and stuff, too. Just
nice.
Yeah, I've been working with Montana Lane, artist up in College Station.
Cool.
So, yeah, check him out if you haven't got the chance yet.
Definitely.
He's awesome. But, yeah, you know, just trying to find different ways to be involved in the scene and learn as much as you can, meet as many people as you can. Being nice to people goes a long way, too.
Yeah.
Just getting to know everybody.
Dude, that's the one thing I've learned. You know, I've, like I said, long, bumpy road. I've had my ups and downs, you know.
Right.
With the way I've treated people and the way I've kind of tried to go about doing business. But this scene, the one thing that it's taught me is if you're just nice to people, that'll get you further than anything else. You know, if you treat people well and they'll treat you well right back. So.
And there's a lot of real genuine, you know, just good hearted people in the Texas music scene. And
definitely.
It's cool to see guys like, you know, Parker McCollum, who you just had on recently, right?
Yeah, excuse me. We've had some crazy guests on recently. I had Parker, you were telling me how you got him on. That's a hilarious story. You know, Yeah, it's been a lot of growth, man. We've had some really cool guests and people I never thought we'd get on, you know. But it's been fun, and we're, you know, like our Texas Music Reviews friends, we're nominated for Podcast of the Year, TCMA Industry Awards. So that's a cool thing. It's our second year being nominated, and you know, hopefully, I guess one of us will take it home. We're all friends, but
yeah, and you know, both of y'all well deserving of that award to. Two podcasts that I myself, you know, pay attention to as well as my own out there on the scene. So I've been seeing y'all and them doing stuff at the same time as I've been doing it. It's just been cool watching everyone, you know, get cooler and cooler content, and we're all growing together and stuff.
Absolutely. We're all supporting each other, like, you
absolutely.
Know, like we say all the time.
And that's you mentioned the Texas Country Music Association. It's a great thing to be a part of. I'm assuming you're a member.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so sign up for that, guys, on their website. They have a lot of great resources and information, contacts to people all over the industry and stuff too. Really neat things going on there.
Yep.
But you know, so from your podcast, and is this correct? You did the podcast first and then started the music career, or did the music career come first and then the podcast?
Well, so I was doing, like I said, music in the rock world, and
you
know, I played in metal bands in high school and stuff. So that was all way before the podcast. And I actually I produced a podcast as my internship in college. That didn't end up being something I stayed doing, but
right.
Went back to playing music full time, singing and playing guitar in a country or a rock band. And then COVID, I got hired to start Texas Toast. And then me and Helen, the producer, were just kind of like, yeah, we don't like what y'all are doing. The company wanted us to do something, and we didn't want to do it.
Right.
So we actually acquired the podcast from them and have just been keeping it going ourselves independently since then.
And that's awesome.
But yeah, man, it's led to all these, you know, all these awesome connections. Like I worked for Bree Bagwell for a couple of years, tour managed for John Bauman for a while, and I've met all these people.
Oh, John Bauman's awesome. He's an awesome songwriter.
He's killer. And but through them, I've met all these cool people. I never would have met them if it weren't for the podcast, you know, and all these people like Jarrett, for example. Like, I grew up loving Bowling for Soup, and now I'm playing shows with them, and dude's texting me happy birthday. It's like a crazy world we're living in.
You forget, you know, before I got involved in this, you know, you see all these like bigger country artists and bigger even Texas artists, and you're like, you know, they seem almost like stars, like out of reach. But you start doing the podcast, and you're like, they're just regular people that are extremely successful.
Totally,
they're like, you know, you sit down and talk to a guy like Parker, and it's like, oh, he's just like a normal guy who has a lot of money and is very successful, deservedly so. You know,
he's
working
better at
something
than you're at. You know, but you're just as good at something as he is.
You know, it's like becoming a part of the industry rather than just like a fan. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's cool that you've got this whole thing started just out of, you know, pure fandom, like being excited about everything that's going on. Like,
and I think, you know, that's allowed me to bring a little bit of a unique perspective, because I know most people involved in this stuff are musicians and stuff. And I mean, I played the trumpet in high school, but, you know, nothing beyond that.
Dude,
but
let's start a ska country band.
Dude, like, that's horns. What I like. So, you know, I told you I'm booking stuff for Montana. I'm like, bro, if you ever need a horn section or something, I'm like, I got you. I got a bunch of friends from then. We'll all show up and, like, we'll bust out our old instruments from high school.
That's hilarious. That reminds me of the Warped Tour days, all the ska bands. I love that.
Well, and it's like, you know, there are some Texas artists that are bringing horns in now, like Wissy Myers and stuff.
That's true. You're right.
And, you know, not a Texas artist, but on the country scene, Eric Church has horns in his as well.
Yeah, he's getting creative for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if Co and those dudes start bringing in some stuff.
Yeah,
like that
I'm
too,
starting to notice it more and more.
Yeah, that's cool,
for
man.
Sure.
Right on. Sure. Well, you'll be the go-to trumpet guy here pretty soon.
The red ass, red dirtest trumpeteer on the Texas music career. I don't know.
That's your IG handle on that whole thing.
Red ass trumpet the whole thing, right? Red dirt aggy trumpeteer.
Oh, I love it.
Oh man.
Nasty.
So, you know, here's a fun question for you. The beans belong in chili?
Man, I like beans and chili.
You know, I do too. I do too. And, you know, there's that whole thing like, oh, you can't have beans in your chili.
But, yeah.
You know, Rich O'Toole is with us on that one too. I know he's got a whole crusade against it.
He was on our podcast last weekend, and he was talking about where that started, and he went to Chili Fest, right? And they have all these signs, and Will Green wrote a song about it, like, no beans and chili, but it's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I understand the argument for no beans and chili because it's all about the spices, you know, and the chili cook-offs and stuff. But it's like, nah, dude, add some beans, add some corn. Like, I don't care what you add in there, just make it taste good.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's not like I won't eat, you know, chili that has beans, but that doesn't have beans. But I think it tastes better with the beans, you know?
I think so, too. Yeah. It's a little more protein. Why not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you can't go wrong there. But, but yeah, dude, I love Rich O'Toole. He's, you know, he's a little bit of different, I guess, than most people on the scene.
He's unique,
he's quirky,
for sure.
He's
unique,
but
absolutely.
He's a goofball, and he's a friend of our podcast for sure. He was our first ever guest, and then we had him back on again as a repeat guest.
Very cool.
A little while ago, but he's got a new album coming out, I think, here in a few months. So check that out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to play us another one real quick?
Yeah, man, I'll play another one. I put out a song in January. So basically what I'm doing is I'm putting out six songs throughout this whole year. And I've got two out so far. And I'll play the first one that I put out. It's called Backseat Driver.
All right, Backseat Driver.
Tonight, I'm a little fucked up. You're gonna have to drive. Wait, I think you missed your turn. We still got plenty of time and green left to burn. I'm riding around with my girl, chilling in the backseat. She flips her head, she's staring back at me. What have I got?
So, backseat driver?
Right? Backseat driver, yes, sir.
Driver. All right. So, what I wanted to ask you about, too, is I know you're big into crowdfunding. I saw some stuff about that.
I'm not.
You're not?
Well, yeah, I know what you're getting at.
You're not big into crowdfunding, but you crowdfunded.
I did it. Yeah. So I basically, this long story short, I saw an ad on Instagram, and it was like, hey, country artists looking to make a record, sign up. Give us your information.
Yeah.
You might get picked. So I'm gullible, I guess, and I thought it was going to be like a development deal. Like if they heard my music and thought I was better than the other people who submitted, then
right.
they would like sign me to make a record or something and
right.
develop me. But it was more like a company who had created this crowdfunding platform or technique. I was selected. Apparently, I was actually selected based on my songwriting.
Right.
Either way, I was selected, and they were like, okay, you want to make a record? Just follow these crowdfunding steps and raise the money, and then you can use that money to make a record.
Sure.
And so that's never something I would have done. I hate asking for help. I don't like, you know, I like to do everything on my own, right?
Right.
And I'm learning more and more that asking for help is necessary, and it's good, and it can be helpful. But
yeah.
at that time especially, I was like, dude, no. Like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But so I did end up doing it. It was kind of one of those things where I was like, if I don't do this, I'll never record these songs.
Right.
You know, or it'll be years and years and I'll have to work, whatever. Like,
right.
same struggles we all go through. But raised like almost 13 grand doing that. Cut a batch of 6 songs. Got linked up with my producer, Tim, who is also an outstanding artist. Tim Lightyear, look him up. But recorded it with him. Drew Herrickle, who plays keys for Cody Jinx. Dylan Welsh, who's in Lowdown Drifters. All those dudes kind of helped me bring it together, and it was...
That's awesome, man.
I'm so glad it happened while I'm, you know, I never want to do it again.
Right, you know, next time, maybe a different route.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, if that's something you're into, if you're good at asking for people to help, then that's absolutely the way to do it.
Right.
You know, but it's that's just not my thing.
No, and it's like, you know, you want to... I get that, because you're trying to be like an independent artist, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, man, it's tough. You know, you're doing everything yourself.
Yeah, and it's just getting funding for anything like this, for a podcast, for music, for all of that. It's tough to find. Everything's expensive.
Hell yeah, it is.
In life in general, too, man. It just is.
Preach.
But yeah, man. So any other announcements or anything you want to let us know about here before we wrap up?
Man, I think that's it. You know, like I said, I've got a song coming out pretty much every 8 weeks on the dot all year. Just put out Who's Keeping Score last week, so check that out. If you got Spotify playlist, Adam, please, if
Absolutely.
You like it, of course. But the next one coming out is going to be May 5th. It's called Lovin' Tonight, and that's more – it's kind of like a experimental, kind of like an indie rock song. It's still Texas country, but it's a little different, so – you know, something else to look forward to with that one.
Well, yeah, and I think you know, with the scene going very much favoring those rock songs right now,
sure.
that's going to be a good one for
us. I hope so.
And we're looking forward to that one too, for sure, and we'll be sure to share it and plug it, you know, when it comes out.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
But this has been the Red Dirt Aggie Show. I'm Brian, the Red Dirt Aggie. That over there is...
Kyle Garrett.
Kyle Garrett from Texas Toast. Be on the lookout for this one. We'll be, you know, we're teaming up, working together here. But as always, gig 'em and God bless, and we'll see you next time.